explosive one out. There you go. That's nice. That's me hitting a can on the table. You can hear that a lot. Sorry, I rang my phone out. Right, okay, so we're doing songs with numbers in the title. Now, the reason we're doing this, what was my reason for doing it? That I decided that 2468 Motorway was a good song.
Yeah, but and I agreed with you.
It's not a part of this, because fuck it's... Tom Robinson. Two seconds in, they've already said that, but...
We'd like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Dirty boy.
Yeah.
Right, when this loads up, if it takes so long today to load. Okay, so how many have you got on your list, did you say?
Well, I've narrowed it down to 10, but I've got spare ones just in case we have the same song.
We might have... What the... Ooh, it's that was... A Windows backup. I don't want that. And that's what that was. Amazing technology. Lovely. Right, what is your first pick? I'm going to type it in the spot.
I'm going to say The Seven Seas of Rye by Queen.
Right, cool.
It doesn't get played that often.
Yeah, because all they play is Borat.
Yeah.
Don't Stop Me Now. Play. Yeah. Radio Gaga.
Yeah. Kind of Magic.
And Flash.
No. We Are the Champions.
Yeah. Right, then we'll build up.
That was a great song. It's very rarely played, especially if you get compilation albums. It says Queen, like you say. It's going to be all the other ones, but not that one. Very underrated song.
Yeah, it's got a bit of energy. I like a bit of energy, even though today my brain is not working properly. Right, my
has it ever?
No.
No one. That's why we're
dementia before I'm 50. Right, okay, my pick is Two Princes by Spin Doctors.
The song speaks for itself, really. So good.
See that as well, with the mobile phone. Honestly, I'm into making sinister noises today.
Yeah.
I wonder what this sounds like. Well, I'll just go with this noise. I didn't sound that amazing, though, did I? I thought it'd be really echoey. Anyway, your next pick.
After all of that, I've chosen Paul Hardcastle's 19.
19?
Yeah.
Paul Hardcastle. Where did you hear this before?
Well, it was, I believe it was 85 when it came out, and it went straight to number one. And it's all about the Vietnam War.
Vietnam War. It's how play it went to number one, because
they fought the longest war in American history.
Oh, thanks, John Paul. I didn't really listen to the war in America's history.
In 1965, it
seemed like just another foreign war.
Is he like the third most famous Paul?
And so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of a combat soldier was 26.
Paul McCartney.
In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
The synth, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Howard Jones and Nick Kershaw.
It says here 19 Destruction mix. Let's hear a listen to that, because that the word Destruction makes me think it's gonna be mental. Now we got more Paul Hardcastle. That's an odd name.
The longest war in American history.
Is that made up?
What?
Hardcastle.
They fought the longest war in American history.
Okay, name one more Hardcastle.
This is Hardcastle, he's mad.
In World War II, the average age of a combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19.
It's just like that traditional 12-inch remix kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, they'll keep it going on and on.
I did have that on 12-inch vinyl, and it's brilliant, absolute brilliant.
Right, okay, my pick is One Step Beyond Madness.
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound! The nuttiest sound around! So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the ruckus, rock steady beat of madness.
I will not hear them.
One step beyond.
It's like one of the most famous songs that I've got.
That's all my madness trivia. It's your next pick.
Well, see, I was going to have another madness, but I'm going to choose something else. This is not like me being sentimental, because you know I don't like sentimental. I'm going to choose Sinead O'Connor, God rest her soul. Nothing Compares to You.
What's her name?
Sinead.
Is it Sinead? We'll just spell it out. Sinead. Nothing Compares to You.
Yeah.
That is sounding a little bullshit, but let's put it on, because...
Well, Prince wrote it. God rest his soul, too.
He was a sentimental fool, that. Here we go. God, she's got loads of songs. 3 hours of... I don't think she ever stopped. That's a long road.
It's a total contrast to what's going to be on, isn't it?
It's the atmosphere that you're setting of you listening to this.
Melancholy. I'm always melancholy, you know.
I was just hoping you wouldn't say bad, because I don't want that to be. But well, it's really good, huh? The Prince version is good. Beautiful.
Yeah. I really wrote and gave it to us. How much money would he have made for it to do something rather than not to make it? That's good business. Oh,
that's the difference between performance money and songwriting money.
Yeah.
So she would, every time she performed it,
yeah. He'd just.
He'd get, and he would get every time it was played.
Yeah.
I think that's how it works.
I think that's how it works.
Either
way.
Load of shite on the way. Sentimental.
That's my sentimental for the year, folks.
Right, so for the first time on this podcast, we're going to play New Order. We're going to play New Order song. It's so fucking obscure that nobody's going to know it. And if they do, then.
You'll burn its hunger.
Because I think I've only heard it once before. Right, it's called 19.
Wait a minute. 19, wait a minute.
I put it down as 1983, but it's called 1963. So I was 20 years ahead of myself. Hang on. But this is a remix, I don't fucking know. Anyway. Here's 1963. And this is on. Made the album that's got a regret on it. The album's favourite.
Being a bassist would say that, wouldn't you?
Aye, but like, where is Peter Hook? Fuck New Order without Peter Hook. That's what I say. You know, that's well, ridiculous.
You were saying this the other day, didn't he? If when a person leaves a band, and they change people over in the band, it's not the same band.
No. And New Order's case,
for the first time, probably ever, I'm agreeing with you on something.
You're always agreeing with me because I'm always right. Now, I think you're going next. The biggest lie they were fucking told. Next.
Oh, I've chosen.
Please, no more sentimental bollocks.
But oh, no. That bit
of. If I hear the word Alison Moyet, then you can just go away with that.
Oh, wow.
Next.
I've chosen Big Audio Dynamite.
Oh, well, see, that's good because did I need to tell you that I hadn't really heard any of Big Audio Dynamite?
I told you what albums to get.
What did you pick? Sorry, I'm.
V13.
V13.
From the number 10 Upping Street album.
V13, never heard it.
It's a great track. Great band.
I'll be in touch.
Good morning, Sodom and Gomorrah.
Good morning,
sinners. No, like that band. Wasn't your radio sets on the blink
that's
again.
The
That's actually gonna make me wait a minute, that best of, I think this happens all the time. I probably bought this and put it in the cupboard somewhere. Because remember the other day I said to you I had like 10, no, I need 10, that's exaggerating. I had 2 copies of the Roger Waters best of that I forgot that I fucking bought. So I think I've got that in the cupboard.
No, my mate Steve, he got me into liking Big Audio Dynamite because he had This Is Big Audio Dynamite's album. That's the title.
That's the first one, isn't it?
And number 10 Upping Street. And he lent me the albums, and I listened to them, and I thought, they're fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
It's just brilliant. And thanks to Steve, I absolutely can get you into liking Big Audio Dynamite.
Yeah, I like the tunes, I know. I think that's because he's been in Gorillaz for a while. He's done a couple of songs with them. He produced the Libertines.
Yeah, because you had the great Don Letts in the band.
Yeah.
And Dan Donovan, who was once married to Patsy Kensit.
Has everybody been married to her?
Yeah, after Jim Kerr.
Mind you, Liam Gallagher wasn't married to her, but Jim Kerr was.
He was.
Who's she married to now?
I don't know.
Brian Ferry.
I won't be surprised.
He's been married to everyone. Wait, okay, so I'm picking someone your sister likes. Goody Two Shoes, Adam and Ants. When was the first time you heard us?
This is my sister bought the album. What year?
Why is that this came on?
Adamant didn't want you to play it.
It's been really annoying. I'll play a different version then, and I'm going to play as many versions as I can to get it to work. Maybe this will kind of end. There was a lot of that ska revival, rockabilly revival thing going on. Anyway.
Yeah, it was.
What are you picking now? Fit or are you
and,
doing?
And it's not really sentimental, is it?
It's not sentimental.
No, it's R.E.M., the one I love.
That's it, sentimental.
No, that's what I just said. We're putting on some good bands today, mate.
Mm-hmm.
New Order, now R.E.M.
I don't get it.
This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prompt. This one goes out to the one I love. Fire!
It's really overplayed. I think it's overplayed at weddings.
Yeah, because they don't know the sentimentality.
No, exactly. They don't know that it's actually not about loving somebody.
It's like every breath you take.
Yeah.
They play that at weddings, so they don't realise what that's all about.
Right, so we've got one more pick each. I'm picking Song 2 by Blur. And then it's popped up here. Songs about fish. I typed that in. That's why. I was wondering why it came up. Song about fish.
Not songs by fish, from where really.
Fish as in F-I-S-H or fish as in P-H-I-S-H?
No, well, fish of Meridian is spelt the same way as a fish
in the
sea.
He's Turin. Did you see that?
Is he?
Aye, last ever tour. He must be like 60, 70?
God, he must
90,
have
been 80, 100? Anyway. He's one of them.
Exactly.
60, 70, 80, 90, 100. One of them.
Right.
So,
I love the drum with this.
Right, so the main drummer's doing the thing that the other the kind of hit to the end. That's getting awesome playing that. Short as well. Right, so that was my picks. what are you closing the podcast with?
Oh, it's hard because I want to go with Stranglers with 96 Tears. KLF with 3A Maternal. But I've got to end it with one of my favourite tracks of all time.
God damn it. Fit, is it?
Two Tribes by Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't think so.
I was going to put 1973 by James Blunt, but you wouldn't put...
Oh, God, you're going to get to fuck with that either.
We don't stop.